Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast for December 22, 2025, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. This week we'll be talking about what's changed in Newton's restaurant scene since 2023. 13 new spots have opened over the past 2.5 years. 7 have closed, some after decades, others after just a few months. We look at the spaces that have turned over, the newcomers settling in, and what it all says about the economics of running a restaurant right now. Let's get started. Fig City's Newton Restaurant Directory, What's Changed Since 2023, by Jack Pryor. The Fig City News Restaurant Directory has grown from 147 entries in May 2023 to 160 today, a net gain of 13 restaurants. That gain is the result of at least 7 closures and roughly 21 new additions over the past 2.5 years. Closures and their replacements. The Dewliner Irish Pub and Restaurant opened at 473 West Street in No Nan Tum in March 2024 in the former Cafe Martin space. Founder Seamus Queeley, who hails from Doolin in County Clare, Ireland, brings traditional Irish pub fare to the village. Cafe Martin closed at the end of 2023 after 43 years. Cafe Martin owner Nick Nichols cited the ever-increasing cost of doing business. Formosa Bun and Dumpling Factory is in soft opening in Newton Center, replacing Jake's Falafel Corner. Formosa participated in the Newton Center Holiday Shop and Stroll in early December as part of its soft launch at 740A Beacon Street, as building permits are pending closure. Retiring City Councilor Rick Lipoff was at the store for takeout on Friday afternoon and resolved to look into the delays for owner Christina Pan. Scafidi Brothers Market and Deli launched in April at 1134 Beacon Street in Newton Highlands in the space occupied by Avenue Deli. Brothers Ted and Andy Scafidi named sandwiches after family members, including the Bernie, for their 83-year-old uncle. The family includes 46 grandchildren. Luna's Cakes Plus Coffee opened in October at 1269 Center Street in Newton Center in the space previously occupied by Starbucks. Sisters Valentina and Valeria Restrepo, Colombian-American Newton residents, named the bakery after their childhood dog. Everything is made from scratch. New City Micro Creamery at 19 Commonwealth Avenue in Chestnut Hill opened in early December, taking over from White Mountain Creamery, which closed after 42 years, closures not yet replaced. The most recent closure was Lavender Cafe in West Newton, which opened in May in the former La Roma space at 15 Spencer Street and closed August 31st after less than 4 months. Co-owners Nicebel Azarak and Haley Kulig said in a statement, "After exhausting all resources and possibilities, and understanding that the risk of staying open was higher than the potential benefits, we had to make the hardest decision ever for us." Moldova Restaurant in No Nan Tum served its final meal on December 29, 2024, after 9 years. Owner Tamara Katz cited rising costs. "Business conditions in 2024 have made it unfeasible to continue operating." In a 2023 Fig City News article on outdoor dining, then-general manager Arthur Andronic had described how the patio gave a sense of hope during the pandemic. Baca Bella Cafe in Auburndale closed in November 2024 after 14 years. Owner Anthony Vega said in a GoFundMe post that they were unable to secure a long-term lease from the landlord. Shogun in West Newton closed in May 2025 after roughly 40 years in business. Flora's Wine Bar in West Newton closed in August 2025 after opening in February 2020. Update: Hummus vs. Hummus in Chestnut Hill closed in February 2024. New additions: Hilliard's Chocolates at 1 Chestnut Street in West Newton opened in November in the former Bank of America building. The fourth-generation family business, founded in 1924, previously had stores in Newton in the 1930s and 40s. Fast casual options: Cava at 220 Boylston Street, Lab 13 Hand Roll at 210 Boylston Street, Van Leeuwen Ice Cream, and XOXO Sushi have opened in 2024-2025 in the Chestnut Hill retail area along Route 9. No Nan Tum Press Room and a Popeyes have opened in No Nan Tum. Milestone Anniversary's Blue Ribbon Barbecue in West Newton marked its 30th anniversary this year. The restaurant still uses its original J&R smoker from Mesquite, Texas. Thistle and Leek in Newton Center celebrated its 5th anniversary in May, received Michelin Guide recognition in November, one of only 26 Greater Boston restaurants honored in the Guide's inaugural Boston edition. Chef owners Kate and Trevor Smith opened the Union Street Gastropub during the pandemic in 2020. In that 2023 outdoor dining article, the Smiths noted that al fresco dining very literally allowed us to stay open during COVID. What's next? Amarin of Thailand, the Thai restaurant that operated in Wellesley for 36 years before closing in July 2025, is preparing to reopen at 313 Walnut Street in Newtonville in early 2026. Wonder, a tech-driven food hall concept, is planned for 170 Needham Street in early 2026. Fig City News Interactive Restaurant Directory. The Fig City News searchable restaurant directory is available through the Fig City News app, which includes a spin the wheel feature for the indecisive diner. The directory is also accessible on the Fig City News website under Look For at the Where to Eat page. That's all for today's Fig City News podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com. Have a great day.